Imagine, if you were, this huge superhighway inside your brain. It connects everything, right? Both halves.
Yeah, absolutely vital.
But what happens if, well, if that highway just doesn't get built?
That's what we're diving into today. We're talking about the corpus callosum.
Right, that huge bundle of nerves, something like 200 million of them.
Exactly. And when it doesn't develop, that condition is called agenesis of the corpus callosum, or AGCC.
And it happens in about, what, 1 in 4,000 births, so not incredibly rare.
No, not at all. And our mission today really is to unpack some specific research. There's a really interesting 2017 study, Anderson, Paul, and Brown. And they looked at how AGCC affects something, well, deeply human, our emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence, that's a big topic.
It is. And they used a particular test, the Mayer-Salovey-Caruso Emotional Intelligence Test, the MSCEI for short.
Yeah, SEEA, got it.
And what it reveals about how brains with AGCC process emotions, well, it's pretty surprising.
So we're going to unpack emotional intelligence, look at the different parts of it, and what you'll find is that for people with AGCC, some emotional processing is surprisingly quite typical.
Right. But other aspects, especially when things get socially complicated, that's where a very specific kind of challenge pops up.
Okay, so maybe we should break down that test, the MSCEIT. How does it measure emotional intelligence?
Yeah, good idea. It basically looks at four main areas or branches. They kind of build on each other from basic to complex.
Okay.
So first you've got perceiving emotions. That's like, can you recognize emotions in faces, maybe even in like art or music?
Simple recognition
Yeah.
makes sense. What's next?
Then there's using emotions. This is about how emotions can help you think or act, how feelings guide your attention or motivate you.
Okay, so like noticing someone's annoyed helps you maybe change your approach in a conversation.
Exactly that kind of thing. Then the third branch is understanding emotions. This gets more complex. It's about analyzing emotions, understanding how they combine or shift over time.
Like understanding the disappointment might follow if hope doesn't pan out.
Precisely. And finally, the top branch, managing emotions. This is the really sophisticated part.
Managing.
Regulating your own feelings, but also managing the emotions of others effectively, especially in tricky social situations.
And the MSCEI tests these as actual abilities, right? Not just asking people how good they think they are.
That's key. It's an ability-based measure. It tests what you can do.
All right, so let's get to the findings of that 2017 study. They looked at adults with AGCC, but with normal general intelligence.
Yes, 16 adults. And here's the first interesting bit. On the overall EI score, the AJCC group didn't look that different from the norms.
Really? So no major difference overall.
On average, no. But, and this is crucial, that average score was really masking some significant specific differences when you looked closer.
Okay. So where did the differences show up?
Well, they did pretty well on what the study calls experiential EI. That covers the first two branches, perceiving and using emotions.
So the more basic stuff, recognizing feelings, using them to guide thought.
Yeah. They were generally on par there. And interestingly, some prior research suggested they had trouble recognizing faces quickly.
Right.
But on this test where they had unlimited time, quite a few individuals with AGCC actually scored higher than average on perceiving emotions in faces.
Higher. Wow. So maybe it's not about if they can recognize it, but how fast they process it.
That seems plausible. Yeah. It might be a processing speed thing rather than a fundamental recognition deficit, at least for faces when given time.
Okay, but you said there were significant differences. So where did the challenges appear?
It was really stark in what's called strategic EI. That encompasses the higher branches, understanding and managing emotions.
Strategic EI, okay.
The AGCC group scored significantly lower here, especially, and this is the real key finding, in the managing emotions branch.
So they can perceive the basic emotions, okay, maybe even use them to facilitate thought sometimes, but understanding the complex relations and then managing them, that's the hurdle.
That's exactly where the main difficulty lies, according to this study, particularly a subpart of managing emotions called social management.
Social management. What does that involve?
It's about predicting how social situations might play out emotionally. Like, if I do X, how will person Y feel and what happens next? And also, how do you manage feelings effectively within that social context?
So it's that higher level thinking, imagining possibilities, consequences, reading between the lines socially.
Precisely. It connects back to other known challenges for some people with AGCC, like understanding non-literal language, sarcasm, idioms, humor. requires integrating different pieces of information.
Right, that makes sense. It's not just seeing the face, it's understanding the whole context and predicting what comes next.
And that seems to be where the corpus callosum is so critical, acting as that central hub, integrating information from both hemispheres to build that complex strategic social understanding.
So without that superhighway, the complex integrated strategic thinking about emotions is much harder.
It appears so. The swift application and integration of emotional data into social decision-making seems to be the bottleneck.
Okay, let's think about the real-world impact then.
No.
This isn't just, you know, interesting brain trivia.
No, definitely not.
It suggests real challenges in everyday life, right? Like navigating a busy party or a complex work meeting.
Absolutely. Those fast-paced situations where social cues are complex and quick, they really demand that strategic EI. That's likely where these difficulties become most apparent.
So what does this imply for, say, support or interventions?
Well, it suggests that maybe the focus shouldn't just be on basic emotion recognition because they seem relatively okay there given time.
Right.
Instead, interventions might need to explicitly teach and train these higher order social emotional strategies. How to analyze complex situations, predict outcomes, manage feelings strategically in social contexts.
Kind of like building conscious strategies to compensate for the missing automatic integration.
Something like that, yes. Mm. Helping them build the skills for navigating those demanding real life interactions.
Okay, so let's recap the key takeaway for everyone listening. This deep dive into the MSCIET study on AGCC shows something quite nuanced.
It does. People with AGCC often perceive and experience basic emotions quite typically. They can even score well on using an emotion to help guide a thought.
But the real challenge emerges in that strategic EI, understanding the complexities and especially managing emotions effectively in social situations. That social management piece is key.
Exactly. The difficulty seems to be in integrating all the emotional and social information to make strategic decisions, especially under pressure.
Which really makes you think, doesn't it? If a missing structure like the corpus callosum has such a specific, profound impact on how we strategize with emotions.
Yeah. It leads to a fascinating question. What complex, subtle pathways are working away constantly in a typically developing brain?
All those background processes that make our everyday social interactions feel, well, often so effortless.
Precisely. What's happening behind the scenes that we just take for granted, something to maybe ponder the next time you're navigating a conversation?